what I'd like to deal now with this week is the second half of Takanah Shlomo. I think we took care of Yadayim to some extent. Okay. Now, Takanah called Eruvin. Okay. Just even before we start, there's something strange going on, okay, in the text of the Rambam, okay? Let me just read it, okay? Let me start from over here. See, at the beginning, he talks about you dying without Eruvin, if you remember, right? And that's because I told you the only Gemara Mefureshes that it's a mitzvah, and whatever it is only by your dying, not by Eruvin, right? Okay. Then he continues, he says, Obeferish at the end, Obeferish Omru, however, that Yadayim is talking about Mayim Rishonim. Correct? Then he goes like this, Obeferish Omru, and then we said, because the Rambam seems to assume there's some relationship between Mayim Rishonim, which are much later Takona, and Takona Shlomo. The Seder. Then he says, Obeferish Omru, B'shor shetikein Shlomo Eruvin v'yodayin Yotze basko v'yomo B'nei imchochem libecho Yismach libi. So that's why I pointed out that L'chayri is the basko is the haskomo, but it's based on Takana Shlomo. It started the opposite way. Okay? It started with the Takana and the basko. Okay? Ubeiro b'mekoymes acherim She'eruvin nikroi in derabon. Eruvin, in general, the word Eruvin is Lashon Rabin. Okay? So, the Rabin, when he talks about Shnei Eruvin or something like that, it's Lashon Rabin. So, he calls nikroi in derabon of Yodayim with the Vesayfim, that's okay. V'yin is boil of Hoshikom, Mashatiknu Acham, Moshe Rabbeinu, nikroi derabon. Ubiyaute the Chazois, Kidei Shaloi Tachshev, Shemeku Megil, the Kimishu Tiku in the Vim, Nechoshe Midraisa, Shahare Eruvin Midrabonon. The Afapi, Shehem, that's because that's Lashon Rabim, Hein Takona Shalimoi, Ben Dovidu Vez Dinoi. So why is it only Eruvin over here?
Where
did Daim go? So I'm going to speak about that. I have an idea. Okay? So it's a little bit strange. He starts that the reason why he starts that you're dying with Eruv at the beginning, then I can understand, okay? Because it's the Gemara, okay? But the question is, if we come to the conclusion that Eruv is that your dying is much more serious proof than Eruv, so the end of all of Eruv by itself is a little bit strange. Okay? So that's just
and the fact that he differentiates between the dying thing and different sanctuary.
I don't know, it's the Lushan, you see, whatever you're going to do over there, okay, it's even worse, because when he wants to make it a deraisa mamish, what does he want to do? Because it's all the gemara is mefush takana shloimus, you're not going to, he's only, yeah, and did we say, if you understand over here, he means the rabbon, I assume, okay? Okay, so now, this is the backdrop on the text, okay? Clear problems, clear text, correct? Or clearly what we have. Okay, now, let's start slowly. Erev, this is working, as I told you and many times, that the Rav suggested that the main problem that the Rambam is ready to accept the Bahag to a certain extent, that it could be it could be that mitzvahs, which were the machadish, the mitzvahs that they were machadish, which are new things, they might be separate mitzvahs, okay? And therefore, he picks out Eruvin, Yodayim, as equivalent to Mikra Megillah and Nechanah. Okay? That is where we're standing. So therefore, he says, if you moin Mikra Megillah, you should be moina, and the Chanuk is you moina Eruv also, and your diet. And the Rambam in the Agdoma to Mishneh Torah, after the minyan akotze, he mentioned yesh mitzvah cheres nischad shachamat teira. The kavu isa neviim v'chachamim uposh b'chol yisrael omikol megilu v'nei chanuka v'san is tishabov v'yadayim ve'elvin. So the Ram, it's all the same, all the same thing. And then he says at the end, he says very clearly, v'tzivo l'asayis erev. Okay? And that is, okay, that's the pashtus, okay? Because I pointed out, in Hilchos Mikol Megillah, Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, he starts out, there are two mitzvahs, and he says the mitzvahs are, there are two mitzvahs, midah v'seifrim, and he uses boy b'pokim elu. And in Hilchos Erevin, he starts off, that there's one mitzvah midah v'seifrim. And that's what he says. He Hilchos Erevin, mitzvahs that say achas, v'imi divrei seif meina min aminyin. Ubiur mitzvah zu b'pokim elu. Okay. So the Ram only has mitzvahs in the beginning of the Seder, because that is Kadoi's Messiah, the Mishnah Torah, the Fitayag mitzvahs. So the Taki is a mitzvah of Erevin. Okay? Correct? The question only is, and the oddity is, that you don't find a mitzvah of Yadayim. Okay? So I certainly is Rav Shitasoi in the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't have it, okay? And he even has a mitzvah midivrei seifrim in Hilchos Avos Atumis. You know what that is? Avodah Zarah. He has like this Avos Atumis, yesh b'chom shorosh mitzaseh, v'zeh pirton, din tumas nevela, din tumas sheretz, din tumas shechazera, v'avodah Zarah, metamo, kisheretz, v'tumas midivrei seifrim. That's something else. I don't know if you can. I don't know what you do with that. Those are always. We can talk. We'll see about that. We'll. It's not. I don't know. Okay, good. No, they are mitzvahs. Anyway, we'll see. We'll talk about it. You come back, look it over me. You come back, and you can accost me about anyone you want over there. Okay. And especially when you see Nivus Reif Toha over there, you'll blow your mind how the way he quotes and how he quotes, but that's for us now, okay? You know, we can talk about it, but not for now, okay? But the Maisi is, there's no mention over here of Yodayim, even though Yodayim is inside. So one could tell me that maybe Yodayim is not an Avatuma, okay? So therefore it doesn't mention it, okay? But I'm not excited about that. Okay, because since this is the place for it, whenever he puts these halachas, the name of the halachas should be big enough to fit everything else. So if there would have been a beast that counts as a mitzvah, he should have changed the title name at the beginning of the parak and put it in. So you know, I'm not taken by that argument. You are, but say that. So I'm just that's the standing. Okay. And the emes is, then the nafkamin over here, because as the Ram says in Hilchos Mamrim, if it's siog, then even a bezin gadol can't be mevatel it. But if it's a takona of a mitzvah, derech mitzvah, whatever it is, then a bezin gadol can mevatel it. And that's why the Gemara is ready to say, you can mevatel mikol Megillah, if it's gadol men of a chokhmah min the beginning of Megillah. Correct? Okay. Now, there's a difference between, you know, maybe you can do this and flip it back and say this is what the Bahá'í's talking about. There is a difference between Yodayim and Eilvin on one hand and Mikol Megillah Ner Chanukah on the other hand. Because the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, Yesh Mitzaseh Sh'odom Chayav Deshtad of Vildos, Ad She'atzer Itzo, Kegoyim Tfilin, Visuka, Vululov, Vishoifa. The Seder. V'eluhein hanikoyin chayva. Lefisha odom chayiv, al koponim lasais. V'yesh mitzvah, she'eno chayva. Ela doimim lewishos. Doimim lewishos. Because not lewishos. Kagoyim mezuzu maika. She'eno odom chayiv lishkoyim. Bebayit v'chayim mezuzu. Kadeh she'asa mezuzu. Elin kein rotze lishko in kol yomo. Elin kein rotze. Elin kein rotze lishko in kol yomo b'oil o b'svino yeshev. He wants to, he doesn't have. B'chein eno chayev livno izbayis. Kein rotze lishmaikah. Well, I don't know why it's bias with a gag. You know, I assume it's every bias with a gag. Okay? V'chol mitzvah sasei shebein odom lamokai. So, but if he builds a house, he's chayiv in mezuzah. And if he builds, right? Correct? And if he has a house with a roof, he's chayiv in mikah. Then he goes like this. V'chol mitzvah sasei, okay. No. Next. B'chein. Kol mitzvah shehi midvei seifim. Bein mitzvah shehi choyvo. Midvei. The Rambam has a parallel now. Kagoy miku megillah v'adlokas nech Shabbos v'adlokas nech Hanukkah. Bein mitzvah she'enu choyvo. Kagoy eirev v'nitzilus yadayim. Okay. Mivorech al hakol kol nasiosim ha'shekin shonu v'tzivonu. And this he has a whole drasha, which he pointed out as different than when he goes out in Sherei Shabbos. But the Maish is the Ram is Machal between the two, but the Ram doesn't believe in Sefer Mitzvahs. That's a reason to accept the Bahag and count Mikum Megillah and Hanukkah and not Eruvin and Yadayim. But it's very clear, Eruvin Yadayim is a mitzvah, okay? However, as I pointed out to you, we don't know the Yadayim over here that he's talking about, okay? Maybe they're Mayim Rishonim in Chul, okay? And I pointed out to you, we don't even know if you eat Truma, you make a Birchus Netilas Yadayim. Unless you pass, and that's a Takon from, because it's the Shlomo, we don't know if he made a Takon, correct? No. We don't know if he made a Bocha. Because Ram puts the bracha is one deal with Krishma and tefillah, correct? Is that the tefillah between for Krishma? Okay, that's what we have. Now, next. Ram and Chus Eilim. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Beis. Chotze sheish bo shcheinim haombe. Kol echod mehen bebayis la'atzmoy. Din Teira, it's not a communal housing, okay? It's everyone has their own house. Din Teira hu shi yukulon mutol metaltel bechol achotze umibatim lachotze umichotze labatim mipnei shekol achotze v'shus hayochid achas umutol metaltel bechula v'chein adin b'movui sheish loy lechi o koira shiyu kol bnei hamovui mutolim letaltel b'chuloi umechatzeres l'movui movui lechatzeres shekol hamovui vishus hayochidu. Okay, here is going to be a problem, and keep in mind, but that's not for now, the Ram talks about a koira making lishus hayochid and a lechi. Okay? One of them is going to be a problem. Okay? And even to add insult to injury, I could deal with that. Okay? But to add insult to injury, he also adds something else. And he's saying that's the Teira. The Kilo is Yochid Min HaTeira, right? He says, he says, I think it's Shekol Hamovui Rishus Hayokid. So that might be a problem, okay? Now, next. Then he says, "As I'm going to be safe for him, also the shechinim letaltel b'shus hayochid sheish bo chaluka b'diurim ad shi'al bo kol hashechinim kulim erev Shabbos. Echad chotze v'echad mavui v'echad amedina v'dov zeh takon shloimoi u beis dinayu." Very clear. Takana Shalom. And that's what it is. He's calling it Takana Shalom and very clear about it. But you have to keep in mind what he's done over here. He started Hilchos Eruvin and explained that there's an Issa of Tilto. Okay? He starts with Isurim. And he just says that the Issa is to Metalta without an Eruv. Okay? Okay? And then, only when he gets to Halacha Tezvav, he points out that the Birchas HaMitzvah on Eruv. Okay? Well, he's explaining how you make the Eruv, he says, make a bracha. Okay? Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin, Ketzad Ma'arvin B'chatzeres, Goy V'chal La'achas, Shleim Mikol Bayis U'Bayis, U'Menichin HaKol, B'Kli Echot, B'Bayis Echot, B'Bot Echotzer, וכשמקבל את הערב מבורך, ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם אשר כדישון ומצווה, סוף וציבור המצווה ערב. ואומר, בערב זה, יהיה מותר לכל בני החוצה להוציא ולהכניס מבית לבית בשבת. So what's happened? What is this? Okay. So the theory is, there is Lamaisa, the Ram tells you in Perek Yudal v'Chashabas, Halacha Dalet, Ezek Kamalis, V'chei Sherim Zovis, Hasmugash Sarabim, V'u Amokim Shemukav Shalosh Mechitzay, V'alur Chavis, V'sh Sarabim, V'gon Mogwi, She'ein Loi Lechi, O Keira, V'u Chavis. Okay? So, it's very strange when he defines, it's a little odd over here, when he defines Carmelis, that the Reis is the Gidin from Carmelis, Ezel Carmelis, or the Rabbon, what's the Ezel Carmelis, okay? What's the Carmelis, okay? A Carmelis is a Mobui, one of the things, a Mobui without, that's Kutza in Ruchuvis. And doesn't have lechin keira, lechel keira. And the Ram Shita is, however, shiochid requires dal mechitzis. Oh, gimu mechitzis v'lechi. That's the Ram in Per Gidal Halacha Aleph. Ezer v'shtiyochid v'chein mokoim shuhu mukov arba mechitzeis goyvan asova u'bineim arba o yeter alkein afilu yesh boikam milin im mukov ledira v'chulim u'boyos sheesh lehen shloisha kasolim v'lechi v'ruchavis. That's a shiochid deraisa. So you define that lechi is a chalashem deraisa, makes a shiochid. However, when you define kamalis, he says that it doesn't have a lechi in kaila. He also throws in kaila, okay? But whatever it is, there's such a thing as a kamalis. It was just a shiochid deraisa, according to Ram, the Ramam. We shouldn't basically subscribe to Ram's opinion. The Ram's opinion of Shiochet the Reisel requires Dal Mechitzis. Or Gimel Mechitzis Velechi. Okay. So that's what we have. So Kamo is the Reisel is really Rishus Mifnei Atzmoy. And Kamo is the Reisel Mok Ptur the same Rishus really. And you can carry as much as you want there without any problem. And you can also carry, it's not a shiochid, it's not a shirabim. You can carry a shirabim to it, you can carry probably to a to a shiochel also. But the Rabbonon, a kamelis, has chumus of both the shiochet and the shirab. Okay? Therefore, even the rice you're allowed to metal in a kamelis dalar amis, with Rabbonon, you're not allowed to. And even though with the rice you're allowed to be moist from a kamelis shiochet or to the shirab, with Rabbonon, you're not allowed to. Rambam, in Perek Yudalid, Halacha Yiralev, Minchus Shabbos, Rishus Rabbi, Vakamus, Ein Metalton Bohen, Ele Ba'avamus. He puts it in like the same thing. Vim Hevi or Heshit, or Yizor Chutz Le'al Ba'amus, Birshus Rabbi, Chayim. Kamus only the Rabbot. Over Kamus Potter, She'isa Kamus, Yidivrei, Mibnei, Shehi Doim, Lush Rabbi, Shemet Tishalei, Birshus Rabbi. וכן לגבי היצוא מדרבון לקמלס רק בשביל יוחד ושביל רב וחומו. Therefore he says that Ram says כשם שעושה לטלת בכל הקמלס כן עושה להוציא ממנו שיוחד או בשביל רב או להכנס לקמלס בשביל יוחד או בשביל רב הוציא או הכנס פות. The question is over here. What exactly is the problem of carrying to a kamelis? Okay, and is the issue of carrying to a kamelis similar to the issue of carrying into a mogui after takana shloima without an eruv? Okay. Okay, now, next, okay? You hear the issue that we were talking about. So, the Rav used to do the following. He used to always sit down, I don't want to say, but always used to cherish. We show him the two times that I was there. You know, he always said this stickle, okay? He said, he used a very interesting din, and I want to, he used a very interesting din. There's a problem of Hatzolos Kisra Kodesh, okay? And you're allowed to master Kisra Kodesh with the Leika, okay? So the din is, let me tell you short, and then we'll go on and do the problem, okay? The din is you can be matzel, but you can only be matzel with the Chotz Sheni Mulevis. And you can't be matzel into a Kambalist. Okay, and I want to tell you what he said, okay, and I want to explain to you what it means, okay. I think I never understood the backdrop that he was coming against. The backdrop is that the Magamisha says they want matu all shvusim, okay, they're matu only some shvusim, okay. So the Rav didn't even quote that, okay? The emes of Yushalmi seems the same according to Rav Shimon, they were matam lochshon tzir guf, not the machaba, the dleika, okay? Good to say, that's not my issue. Some say, claim that's why the Rav doesn't pass him, like Rav Shimon, the Rav had, okay, go ahead, you know, I'm not getting involved. That's not my, you know. Okay, now, the question is like, is that the pshat that they were matter some shvusim, not other shvusim, or the isa tilto in erev chot sheni mulevis is choluk bi etzem yisrei dinoi from the isa tilto in kamelis? Okay, and what I want to do is tell you that it's choluk. I just read the arms there, so I want to tell you what's happening over here. Isn't a little bit interesting? What is a shvus? Shvus basically are the rabbonons on the assay of Tishbois. He says the Ram opens up Perichof Aleph Hilchos Shabbos, Nemo but Tishbois, Afilu afilu with it. Then he said, but the Rabbanim says, afilu b'dvorim she'enu melacha, doim melacha, or shem yovu doim melacha, that's called that the shvos, or not the shvos, correct? All shvos are hilchos Shabbos. Because l'chayra, you have to do, where is the mitzvah? The mitzvah of Tishbois and Shabbos and wherever it is, or doses of Shabbos. So why is it that the Rambam mentions the Issa of Tilto from a bias to a chotzer she'enim u'revis in Hilchos Eiruvin? So what's the conclusion? Understand this though. That the Rambam is learning that a Ritzor into a chotzer she'enim u'revis is not a shvus. And that you, the problem is, the issa is, you violated Takana Shlomo. And that's what the Rav meant. Vatzolos kif v'atridish tev lomit matashvus. He saw into a Talmudis, is a shvus, is a melocha midrabbana. And they were matters vatzolos kif v'atridish. However, it saw into a chotz sheli mureves, it's not a shvus, and that's why dos is hilchos eiruvin, and that's why this hilchos Shabbos hilchos eiruvin. You know, after I said it, say anything, but at least now your head screwed on straight. Okay. Now, and even Boston, you know, this myself when I, you know, when I realized that this, that's what he was saying. You know, he didn't say no. Go, oh no, no. That's what he's saying. Okay, you have to understand what he's saying. I'll do something. Okay.
What were the exact words that he said, Mishasim?
Exact words. I go. He just said that this is a shvus, this is not a shvus. You know, he wasn't interested. You know, it was mamish. Most of the time, he was flying out, like you know. It wasn't something. You know, he sat down with us and said for mitzvahs, and you know, you have to have him. You're talking about. He was close to 80, okay, and certainly his late 70s. Parkinson, pretty clear, okay. His ability to hold phone was very schwach, but you know, in the fourth floor, he wasn't 100%, but in the apartment, he was flying, okay. And it just was, you know, it just was coming out. It wasn't like, you know, it was all, it was like, you know, he, it was like all the tape that he had over this was just coming out over the, you know, that's the story. So I didn't, you know, I wrote that every word, but I didn't have, you know, the truth is, it's important for you. I take out my notebook and read it to him, you know, he says, but the main thing, okay? That's what he's saying. Now, I didn't understand something else. Because I see that, for example, that we did around afterwards. I saw that the Osameach and the Markev Mishnah, you know, they point out that the Ram Nechus Eivin is not predicted because only a Lechi makes the Shiyoch at the Raisa and not a Tera, and why is the Ram Ma'arev them, and what does he want, you know? True, a lechi makes rishus yochid the raisa, and a kira doesn't. Okay, but gimel mechitzis with a kira is not a kalmelis. Gimel mechitzis with a kira is a chotzer, even though it's not rishus yochid with the raisa, but it remained with the din kira without any shvus. There was never a shvus of a yitzor kalmelis in a chotzer of gimel mechitzis with a keila. That's why, if you go back, you look back. When he mentioned kalmelis, he said a chotzer, and he was very careful. It doesn't have the lechi she'ein loy lechi o keira beruach revius. Or does the definition of kalmelis? Kalmelis not the reisa did. It's just kalmelis and mochum b'tur the same thing with the reisa. It's not mishiyoch adam shalab. Aber mit der Rabbonon, with a kelim. I'm not sure how far it goes. Okay, I'm allowed, for example, a gimel. Let me ask you something else. If I have gimel mechitzes, okay, and I have a lechi, you have no problem that I can betalt the bekuloi. Something that was there without them. The problem is going from the bayis into the chotzer, but the chotzer itself, I have to certainly mekalta, right? A kamas came mekalta al ramis, and a chotzer shenim mugeves. Okay, I can mekalta al ramis. L'chayr, yes, right? Is the problem that came take from the bayis into the chotzer, correct? So chotzer and a kamas I can't, right? So if I have gimel mechitzes with a keira, can I metal that as an east of dalar amis without an eiv? That's what I would tell you now. And that's the Rambam tiktok over here, tiktok over here. The only thing is, it seems to get the impression of shiocha deraisa, which is not a correct impression. But that it's a din eivin, and it's not in Hilchos Shabbos, oh, that's 100% correct. Okay? Can I continue? So that's clear. Okay. This I'm not getting into lemaisis, but you should know that the etzem atzol is also shvus. Either chotzim or levis. If I take yosim mimoza and give usudis, whatever I need, and I'm matzil, because it's shem yichbe. There it's a shvus of kibbutz, the etzem atzol. But where they will matzah atzol, for Kitzvah Kodesh, the Ramat is something which inherently is not a Shavuot. That was Eiruv. Okay? So Eiruv won't tell you Eiruv is a separate Issa. And the Issa he saw without an Eiruv is just the bittle from the Eiruv, the Issa. The Issa Eiruv, and that's why it didn't look Eiruv. Ubeir, that's where he starts. Ubeir Mitzvazu. The Mehuchas Eiruv is the Beir from the Mitzvah. From Eiruv, nothing to do with the Mitzvah of Tishbois. L'chayra, you know, if you say it differently, it's just that's what you have to say, correct? Well, I think the best way to say it is if you finish saying it, because I didn't say anything, correct?
Yes? Yeah. Do you know why something is a shvus or not a shvus? In terms of it's a shag for Torah, why?
Because Rabbonon, you get the yeshiva, that's what the Rambam is seeing. You see what happened over here, I'll tell you something. You have to ask yourself a question. Okay. Is Eilvin, I don't know why it was, but you see, the Ram only could have thought about counting Eilvin, the mitzvah of Chadosha, if he clearly believed so much to ask the question on the Bahag that Eilvin is not a Shmuz. But Eiruv is the mitzvah chadosha, and not only the mitzvah from the asiyas Eiruv, although the isa of tilting out of the Eiruv is not a siyog about hoitzah. Okay,
that's
you want to know how?
How do you know when something's a siyog and make it a shvus and when it's not?
You know, it could be. You have to know. You have to know something else. It could be b'chal. That Shlomo HaMelech was in before Shavuos. Shavuos was Ezra HaSefer. I don't know anything. I just don't know. The Ram clearly interpreted that way. And Tachon HaShor. Okay.
Chronologically, saying before the Yisr Carmelist, it was Shlomo Stefan.
What?
Saying before the Yisr Carmelist, it was Shlomo Stefan. That's what you're saying.
I don't know. You see, the Ramban will see in Sher Sheni, I think, seems to say that Ezra HaSefer was acid shvus. Okay, because there was start buying and selling. I'm not sure all shvus. I'm not sure kind of, you know. I can't tell you, you know, what chronologically happened, but the Rambam firmly believed this. And he so firmly believed it that he made a new set of halachas and called them Hilchos Eiruvin. And dealing with the mitzvahs Eiruvin. Okay?
He's also saying the opposite. He's saying it's not a deraisa. He's saying, why just not just another Shavuos? He's
that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. That's exactly. That's exactly what he's doing. And he's doing. He's mamish going the opposite. Okay. And that's the way he opens up Mishnah Torah with the opposite, because he wouldn't count as a separate mitzvah. He's not asking why Shavuosim are not in the minyan. The Rav of this is clear. Okay. That's what he did. So then, it's a double portion by me, okay? That if you accept my prayer, that a Meshum Lechal Shabbos, a Meshum Lechal Kol Torah Kula, or the Rabbonon, if he carries out into a Kamalus, the Chameshumet. If he carries out the Chot Shein Mu'evus, he wouldn't be. Okay? Beseda. Onwards, okay? That's so all about the Kavish Lomit, okay? So I didn't realize that the Govdit was the whole, you know, the Gansi, you know, it wasn't like that, but that's Mustamba, you know, if he got to it, Mustamba, that's where he came from. You understand what I mean? I'm only, you know, the best I am is I only reflect some of the Shemesh that I have. That's the way it was. Now, that's the Lashon HaRambam. Muta lahatzu kol kisra akolili shiyesh b'chotze l'chotze acheri shebo yisamo v'av pishlo irvoy v'vad shiyya l'movui sholosh mechitzis v'lechi echod. So I'm not sure. So you have to ask yourself.
Why didn't you ask him?
What?
Why didn't you ask him?
No. Yeah, I would ask the question, why didn't you ask him? Not the lechi, it's a kamalus. And they won't mind the kisra kodeshin of kamalus. Give him a mechitz without a lechi. The question is, why is the only lechi? Why isn't it a kira? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, good. Yeah. So that you have to know. You have to know what happened over here. You have to know what happened over here. And maybe they take I don't know. It could be even not sure what they want everything. The question is, what exactly happens over here? Okay? So the love, when we're learning, just now me ask the following question. He asked, in the Ram Perik Aleph Aluch Adalim, even a ma tikin shlomo dovazeh, kidei shlo yitu, viyoimu, kishem shmutu lehoitzi min hachatzeir, zilu choy bo yisra medino, vishukeho, ulahachnis mehem, ulahachatzeir, kach mutu lehoitzi min hadino lesode, ulahachnis min hasode le medino, viyachshu shashvokim, So I thought that, you know, it could be that the Ram is saying that's the reason why he's masakin it, but it doesn't say that he made it into a shvus. The reason why he masakin it was because of Yitzhah, but he was not masakin a shvus. And that's the Masakin.
And his question.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, but that's fine.
That's the question, why? But the Ram clearly... In other words, if you wanted to ask the question, you should have asked the question now.
That's why I had this mochan when I asked you when I, because I read this.
Okay, good. So that's what you should have said. That's the issue. But it's very clear that the Rambam, that's what he's doing. 100%. Okay? Okay, next. Okay. Now, next. Shuknochi Odeya. Okay, we say that. You know, I could, you know, do a little bit more, but it's enough, you know, that's enough. Take the chokeh, well, yeah, you haven't done, that's enough for this part. Now, next. Shulchan Aruch Yodeya, Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph. Misha Meis, Loi Meis, Shehu Chai V'Sav L'Lov, Kirin Kvua, V'chulei, Einoi, V'Einoi Mevorich, Birchas HaMoitzi. Okay, he's part of the fifth. The animal walk with some moitz. So Krager there quotes, "V'noytel yodov v'einom avorch Marie Alpandri." Okay, this Marie Alpandri is a man. This it's basically two tshuvas. It's in Shal Tshuvas Mutal Eish, Mutal Meish, Simchah Beis. I think Chob Gimel or something like that. He's Chob Chobeid, something like this. Old Bedin Oine, Shupotet Me'amoitin Brechas Amozoi, V'lo Nisbadeh In Soch Netila Zedayim Oipotet. Okay, that's what someone come and asked him. V'nir Lefia Yizdaiti, the Kivan, the Leipurash, it's so the tears are dying. Kivan the milsa di sura the loy potru ella me misses to say it's written very poorly, but it means to say that it's misa and the only part is for misa. So the shiny is. Doch ihn war ein Bocher, sind auch so ein Ritter. Was noch ist wohl immer sehr blöd Bocher. Korrekt? So die Mauer ist ein Bocher, so geschaut nach Bocher, sei, every word is Madrid. Lamen hei, Omer Alef, Beno Hani Mili, de Tona Rabbonon, Chodesh Shilul Hashem, Molam Nishitunen Bocher, mit Neim Achrein. Mikan, Omer Vekibo, Otsu Olam Shittem Kuhum, Kodesh Yivov, which is also the Lashon of Sifrok. So the Lashon of the Brais is very strange. It says the Chiv to give Shema Bodor called the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Akiva says, Oto, Mikan Omru! There's also all this other Lashon of Baruch Hu. So what's going on to Mikan Omru? Or does take the Sifrok? There's that separate Isa. Or does the Isa Hatzaton with the Kodesh Yivov and Hashem? Or does the Chiv Hidor that is the Yisr. Mikan Omru, once is the Chil, Kodesh Yom Hashem, so Meir is the Chil Boch. So I'm Chazal, I said, oh, that's the Chazal. That an Oinein is part of Brochus, because he has no Chil. There's no Kodesh Yom. So Meir, oh, that's all. That's the Pshat. And it's also like this. You show me in the Yishper came from the Vochim. Ksiv Lashem Oy from Loyoy Tevu Yishvei Vo Hanene Kum and Olam Hazeh Mo At Shiatiu Loy Hamitzvoy. Zok the Chredim Mitzvah the Vochis because the Birchas Hanenim are Tima Mitzvah. Tesis. In Vochas Lamitesim and Beis. They must have called Moitim, but in last the Moitzi. But Gam, Alachilis Matza, Menapusa, the Habitus of Mitzvah Chavilis Chavilis. What's a Mitzvah Chavilis 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 Chavilis. And the head is the Kiyum. And that's good with the Oysa. On Dosh Tate and Rasha, I ask you, okay, the Gemara Bloch, I want to tell you something. The Gemara Bloch, Lamehem and Beis, okay? You won't appreciate, so I ask you, what would you say, Pshat, the Gemara is this? Omra, Bichanim, Rabba, Popo, So what's the Gezel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So what would you say? No, what would you say?
Mila.
You never eat the food, right?
You're going to say the chef.
Rashi, I'm not going to say anything. Rashi, Gezel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es Bilchosoi. So you look at the Rashi. If you wouldn't have said Dos, yes, Rashi says everything. All Dos and Dos, correct? I didn't say all Dos, say Rashi. So it could be that's also the pshat in the Gemara Tezayin. Tosani apoyelim shoyo isim locho eitz abalavayis kohen kriyishma misbalen v'ochlen pita v'eim avochlen lefoneho avochlen achnel because our bonum passed from the chiyim brocho. What's no chiyim brocho? No, it wasn't. There was a separate heter. So I asked the Kasha once, the Bi Alocha and Simon Salmo Beis, the Ramash Shulyehei says, I am Mishnabur, Ramash Kosav, Le'i Rashi Siyib, Amerachat, Shulyehei Dinu, Ube Emes, Bini Staiti, So Posh Mi Oiz, The Ein Lahatir, Mishu Shu Onus, Al Abrocha, Sher Yochu Lavorach, Zeho Yishayach, Lo Yimurakim, Lo Yorim Chazal, so he says, Yochol Avorech, the Zeho Yeshayich, Lohim Arachim, Hoy Yom Chazal, the Hu Mitzvah, Lavorech, Ube Emes, Halo Yom Chazal, Bibrochleis, the Oslo's will of the Bolebrocho, Ule Bad Zeh, Halo Yochol Vos, Ma Merchatz, Lavorechleis. That's what he is. Says the Bor Tochim, the Mvuler Oine, the East is told of a mitzvah. See, kid, that's not the taina. The taina is, he threw that honest, let him walk outside. And who says an honest passage is from the mitzvah? An honest is the reason why, you know, that the Rebbe Shalom doesn't take you to task. Doesn't mean he's ever supporter. But the Mishnah Berurah is always very strange, okay? Well, the Chayyim is the pshat. So what I want to do over here, it's very clear, and I want to explain to you, and we'll go probably do this. Okay, I'll still have time to do this now. Okay, so this is the story, right? So the emissaries, the question, how does it place itself out in the Rambam, and how it plays with Tzivus Adai, and how it plays itself out in the Eruvin, and what's it did by Eruvin, okay? Rav Hilchos Brochis, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, when we did be safe him, the Vorach HaKol Machol Tchilo V'Yaf Kach Yehne Mimeno V'Afilu Niskavim Lechol Lishto Yis Kol Shehu V'Vorach V'Yaf Kach Yehne V'Chini Meriach V'Chure V'Chol Anene V'Roi V'Vorach HaMoar That's the same. The Chakad Chiyu And then V'Chol Anene Lo Zokmo The Chiyu V'Vorach HaLo Then Nisa That's the Mikan Omru That's what the Ram is doing. Because the Ram starts off with the chiyuv, with the mitzvah bracha, and then he ends off with an issur of eating without a bracha. Correct? And he does the same thing in Perek Vav. Halacha Aleph and Beis, Kol Oichol Pas Shema Bracha Lo Hamoitzi Tzolus in Zidayim Tchila V'Seif V'Af Al Pi Shehi Pas Chulin V'Af Al Pi Shehi Yod Melach Lochais Baby your day lahen tumo lo yochal achito shteyoda. He says the chiyuv letila before you eat. And the bulamasha. He says kol anoytel e beyoda bein lachila bein lachnish bein lachila mevorach tchila shekishon mitzvah v'antzen shezu mitzvah hachamim. So it's masha you didn't have to know in halacha aleph that it's a mitzvah hachamim. He's not talking about Kriyishman Tfil over there, okay? So the answer is the Issa has nothing to do with the Mitzvah. And that's the Riyah Pangli and the Mutsu Meish. Beseda? Now, the question is Hilchos Eruvin.
Because if you look at the Seder, the Chos Eiluvin,
first of all, what's a din of an Oinein? Is it allowed to call, if you have an Oinein Rachmanos on Shabbos, can you walk out to Chos Shirim Ureves?
So I just wanted to tell you, maybe that's the Pshat in the Rambam, the whole Seder. And the Rambam mentions in Issa of Tilto into Chos Shirim Ureves. And then the tail end, he mentions the bracha cues the mitzvah also, because the iser doesn't depend upon the mitzvah. It's mamish and Shlomo Melech takon of Yodayim, and Shlomo Melech takon of Eim was all one takon. There was an iser, and there's a mitzvah, but it's not that the iser depends upon the mitzvah, and that's the Rambam's betachas adikuk in his brachos. Do he's beside the din of Birchas HaNemen, do he's beside the Tilus Yadayim, and the way he's beside the Hilchos Eiluvin. Correct? And that's what the Rambam talks about Isum at the beginning of Hilchos Eiluvin. Because Isum doesn't do anything, he just mentioned that as a mitzvah. Okay. And that's why it's all b'chadamachta, and there's no p'tur oinein in Takana Shlomo. Now I'll tell you something else. Taisi says in Brochus, and you base Amaral for the other Taisi. You can quote this Taisi, no one says Shannon Taisi. Taisi says, Lo lasuye nama v'hikshari mikiyaka v'kinon maiko mi boilei v'obade mitzvei nesichas kamona v'yoy mari da'ayla v'shomea tzvila achoy beis ha-kineses v'lo nischav v'loses avol eiche d'skavon l'boruch al ha-yayin v'nim se sheikha lo'y mahani. This doesn't make any sense. Lo mahani. What does Mitzvah's Kavona have to do with Tolos and Bokh Rishon? What's to do with Mahani and Loi Mahani? What's Villa? So I would say to Dol Poshtu Tesis, Tesis learns that if you make a block of the Tolos, there's no Kima Mitzvah. If you think it's this and it's on that, there's no Kima Mitzvah. Shh! No Kima Mitzvah. Okay? You know, you could machal it the same way, for example, the Ran in Rosh Hashanah quotes from the Ra'ah, that if you don't think, know today's Rosh Hashanah, you didn't know Mitzvah's Kavona, you're not Yaitzah. Okay? If you think this is Yayin and ends the Bishaycha, you know, there's nothing to talk about. And the same, you see that. When we call Mokhav, he says even later, you shouldn't machal it to the toes and a chepsa and machal it to the toes. Because of Abeinu Shmuel Zal, the Abba Gav, the Amin, the Ain Sirius Kavona, Hani Nidu Bistav, Mitzchav Mishal Lotzeis, Eru Yoitze, Loi Teim Rahochi, Tikshir Lacha, Hodi Boile, Kerekam with the Brochois, Heichin Noch Akasa, the Chshiko, Vyode, Ksova, the Chamuk, my boss is Shikra as Lina Loss, and it's the whole thing. The taste compares the two. Okay? But I just want to tell you one thing. But the chur is apples and bananas. And what's going on? He's talking about Loi Mahani. So what's Loi Mahani? We're talking about where the Yerzi the Kiyum Bracha. Okay? So the answer is, if I make a Birchas HaNemim, and I'm mechaber not to be yaseh with the mitzvah of brocha, not only do I violate, not only do I don't have a kiyum brocha, but I'm also blecho olim b'olim hazeh b'loy brocha. Because what's the isa brocha? The isa is on the brocha, on the kiyum brocha. So if mechaber shalolot says, I don't have a kiyum brocha, so I'm amish nothing. So, Tor, B'shikra, and Yayin, although they don't have the mitzvah. So, they don't have the mitzvah, they have the bracha. So, Loi Mahani. Although she didn't taste Loi Mahani. So, to double push it to me, let's say,
someone is Meitel Yadayim. And he's Nachava not to be Yitz the Mitzvah Metilas Yadayim.
Okay.
Or someone puts that in Erev and says, I don't want to be Yitz the Mitzvah's Erev. Okay?
Is there an Issa Mitzvah? Is there a Chodshin Rebbe?
Is there an Issa? Is it being Oichel Polina Metilas Yadayim? So I would assume that, I can't prove it, but I think the Seichel Yosher requires it. But if it's true, I thought this would be a beautiful illustration of everything that we're talking about.
Marie, he says
I understand that. That's the same type of thing. The same exact thing. The same exact thing. That's the same exact thing. That's the whole...
He's a Rishon Rachman.
I think it's a mutzum ezim. It's an achra. It's one of the. It's the liyah pandrius. It's one of the achrim.
Well, in terms of the erev, a third person, a second person who hasn't done the mitzvah, he's saved from the iser because now
he's there. Because he's one. Because everyone's mishtatik. He's also mishtatik with the schus. Only one person makes the bracha, but he's doing it for everyone. I assume so. Well, that's what I tell you. By me, it's mamash no posh. Okay. So I would say that instead of starting something new now, you know, and going over time, I'll pick up this question about what Eruvin means, and the I'll pick this up next week, and we'll go on. Mr. Shembly, then.
Do you
want to
know later?